I'm really very, very happy to be back home, safe, sound, and still alive.
That was Ridwan Dawood speaking yesterday to friends and officials at the think tank, the Wilson Center, here in Washington, D.C. He is on his way to the west coast of the United States today, where he will reunite with his wife, whom he hasn't seen since last May. That was when he left for a humanitarian mission with the NGO Sudan Sunrise to rebuild a Catholic church in South Sudan. Dawood, who is a Muslim originally from Darfur, took a side trip to Khartoum to visit his family while he was in the region. In early July, he agreed to take part in a peaceful protest against the Sudanese government as part of the nonviolent movement called Grifna, which means roughly, we've had enough.
So they did arrest me and many other activists 2 hours before we start. And I don't want to really talk too much about how they have beaten me, how they tortured even my dad, how they have beaten my younger brother. And then they separated me from the other activists. They took me to the NIS office. They treated me very bad. They tortured me everywhere. They have accused me being a spy for the U.S. and also for the South Sudan. And they also said Sudan Sunrise is an spy group and Grifna Movement is a terrorist group.
Dawood was held for over 6 weeks. In a series of trials, the charges against him grew increasingly serious, including a charge of planning to bomb a market. For that, Dawood faced the death penalty. Fortunately for Dawood, instead of being killed, he was eventually released, but not without making three promises.
First, not to live in Al-Hayusif, where my family live. When I told them that I cannot because I have a family there, they said, you should move them or just look for any other family. And the second thing is not to involve in any political or even humanitarian work. And the third is to leave Sudan and not come back forever.
Dawood says he did not leave Sudan because he was scared. Instead, he says he returned because so many people from Sudan Sunrise, Grifna, and other international organizations were intervening on his behalf. Dawood's case was also highly publicized within the United States, including interviews with Dawood's wife on major American television stations and on Voice of America. But Nasser Aldin Ahmed, second secretary for the Embassy of Sudan, does not accept Dawood's account of events, that he was unjustly imprisoned, then released because of international attention.
Ridwan actually is breaking the law. He has been charged for that. He has encouraged and prepared and planning for the administration. And also he has been freed according to the presidential initiative, not according to any pressure from outside.
Ahmed also doubts Dawood's description of his harsh treatment in prison.
If he says that he can approve it, for example, you know.
That argument is not persuasive to Dawood's Grifna colleague. Sudanese activist Azaz Shami says, if anything, Dawood's arrest has redoubled the group's resolve. She says his treatment shows the power of the government security forces, even over the judicial system.
If there's anything that I learned from this experience, that there's no way for us to have a real country unless this government is gone.
And Dawood himself says he is undeterred from his mission to participate in reconciliation projects between Sudan and South Sudan, and to do what he can to encourage the release of other prisoners in Sudan. Even though the government released many of them around Eid, Dawood says too many political activists remain behind bars. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall.